Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Coach Ramil.
Good morning.
Well, wonderful, as always, Dick, to have you on the show. We're going to do a ton of Eagles, but I want to get one Phillies question into you, and then we'll move to football. So they embarked today on another postseason opportunity, and you certainly had many of these, you and your players. The mindset for a coach, the mindset for the players that, you know, you led, how does it shift when you go regular season to postseason? What are these Phillies players and Rob Thompson as the manager facing as they embark on the absolute most important time of the year where it truly becomes do or die?
Well, I think there's a real emphasis on being the best you can be at the right time of year. You know, they played real well over a lot of games. I can't even imagine doing that as a coach, manager, all that many games. But there's a time to be better than you were, and it starts now. And there are always teams that end up being a little better than they've been all year, even though they've earn the right to be in a playoff, and there's always teams that really played well and earn the right to be there that don't play as well. So I kind of believe the Phillies, the way they've been responding, and then, you know, having the inter-squad game to change up this last week, they probably are more mentally ready to play than they have been in a long time.
I like that. Like it a lot. Coach, let's talk about the Eagles. Let's just go to the AJ thing, and then we'll get to specific football, but what was your reaction when you saw AJ and you know, the tweet and all the consternation around what he wrote and the complication that that puts for the team and Nick Sirianni? What's your reaction as a head coach when a player does that?
Well, you know, I'm old-fashioned. It's been 20 years since I coached an NFL football team, and we didn't have those problems. We had media problems, people, you know, spouting off in the newspaper. We didn't have the internet and the social media and all that. My reaction is obviously he needs attention. You know, and this is the way he gets it. You know, I'm not a child psychologist, but it would irritate me. But I think I would handle it better today than I would have then, because we've all changed, especially over 20 years. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago, I probably would not have handled it well. Okay, today I would probably handle it better and more like Nick.
Coach, I hate to even ask this because we're 4-0, but we're 4-0 despite being outgained in every game that we've played this year. Why does the offense always feel so feast or famine?
You know, if I could answer that, I'd still be coaching. you know, I go back to saying, let's trust Nick. Let's trust his staff. Yes, the staff is slightly different. But last year they didn't start it well, and all of a sudden they win a world championship. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I don't question that they know what they're doing, but and I think I do question they can do things they're doing better, okay? And I believe they'll get it going, but if they wait much longer, they're going to get beat, including this weekend. You know, I just it's confusing to me. But then you look at them in the red zone, and they're 100% the only team in the league, 11 for 11. You know, so
the situational football is they just excel at the areas that matter. And then, you know, there's the stuff that, you know, they could trim some fat, that's for sure. But no the question. Stuff that really matters, they win. You know, they convert in the red zone. They tackle on defense. You know, they do the basic stuff, Coach.
Yeah. Well, the reason they're 4-0 is the defense. You know that, and I know that. You don't have to be a football coach or, you know, a former player to recognize that. But, you know, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
To me, amazing. That was the finest game I can ever remember seeing, were two great head coaches who ran their own offenses, who called their own plays, competed against each other. Yeah. And then the 49ers being -2 lose the football game. I mean, the Rams being -2 lose the football game. But you talk about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great coaching.
Would you have gone for that 4th-and-1 last night, put the entire game on one play, Coach?
I might have, but I probably wouldn't have run the play that they ran, okay? Right. And they probably wouldn't run the play they ran last night if they had the choice,
no.
Okay? I thought he was going to bunch up there. When he bunched up and got in a fighting area, everyone in the same box, I thought he was going to run a play action pass.
That would have given him a better chance, I think.
Well, you know, if it had worked, we wouldn't be talking like this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was an unbelievable football game. But
amazing.
Getting back,
sure. Their games are always Eagles, amazing.
Yeah, getting back to our Eagles, we all know they're better than they've played so far. The reason they aren't playing real well is we don't know. We're not in their meetings. We're not on their practice field. But we know, and when they're healthy, they have the talent to be as. A real contender for the Super Bowl. But
yeah.
They're going to have to play better this weekend. The matchup against Denver, Denver might be the best team they played. They really might be. When you look at them statistically, their defense is forcing a team to move 285 yards for every touchdown they give up and run 61 plays before they allow to score. Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable defense. And their offense is sound. You can't sack the quarterback, so we're going to have some issues. But I kind of believe this fifth game of the year will be our come alive game, and we
coming
put
out party
together. Coming out party, yeah.
I sure hope so.
So
it's time.
AJ, Jalen to AJ. Can that defeat this Patrick Surtain? We hear how great he is at shutting passing offenses down. Are Jalen and AJ good enough to beat Patrick Surtain?
I think so, but personally, I'd like to see him in a more variety of patterns rather than vertical upfield most of the time. Make the defender chase him all the way across the field on crossing patterns or square ends and these kind of where he's running away in space across the field rather than always up the field. You know, he's not the quickest separation guy. You know, he's a physical guy. And I think eventually we're going to see in the offense more patterns like that where he can go and zero crossing patterns and that kind of stuff where he kind of run away from Surtain and the corners like him. Yeah.
Coach, there's an element of Jalen Hurts' game that I think is one of the more unique things I've ever seen in Philly sports, which is his conservative nature. That creates, I think, a heck of a conundrum. On one side, you want to say, hey, Jalen, open it up a bit. I mean, you're going to make some of your teammates happier, get the ball out there more, you know, just be better. But on the other hand, they always win, and his conservative nature is a huge part of it because they basically never turn the ball over. So if you were coaching Jalen Hurts, would you advise him to be less conservative or just stay exactly as he is?
Well, Jay, that's a good question. You know, first, you've heard me say many times he has no limitation. He can do whatever an offensive coordinator asks him to do as long as the offensive line is efficient and gives him the time. I don't really know how to answer that. I think he's a product of what they ask him to do. And what he doesn't do, they don't ask him to do. But if they ask him to do something, he can do it and do it. We've seen him do it. You know, you don't lose the ability to be the MVP in the Super Bowl in the summer You don't lose that ability. It's still there. It's just ask him to do more of those things. You know.
And yeah, you would want the Eagles to ask him to do more? Is that where your mind goes? Let him open it up.
I would not be afraid to ask him to do anything I thought we could do to win the ball game offensively, whether throw the ball 40 times or run the ball 40 times or run the quarterback option key, you know, or quarterback sweep, or what they, you know, they've done some nice things with him already in the running game. In critical situations, all of a sudden, here they come.
That's the only running that works.
Yeah, it is right now. Coach, let's get your prediction.
You know, and I know, with our offensive line coach, that running game is going to get going soon.
Only a matter of time.
Coach, your prediction, Eagles-Broncos, heck of a matchup. Okay. What do you think?
Well, my computer says by one. The Eagles win by one. I think they're going to have a very, very – if the stats are correct and they play like they've been playing, they're going to get beat. Okay, Denver is a real sound football team. Yeah. But if they play like they're capable, they'll win the football game.
All right. Coach, we love having you on. We love Vermeil Wines. Shipment this week,
thank you, Coach. The
absolute best, Dick. We love Vermeil Wines. And let me remind everyone listening right now, great news. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can get delicious Vermeil Wines shipped directly to your home. Visit VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. And I should say, for those around the country, because a lot of people listen to us on the Odyssey app, not living in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, other states, you can get it shipped to you as well. I mean, it is there for you. Vermeil Wines.
Get it for Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Your people will love it.
VermeilWines.com. Coach, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Phillies.
Thank you,
enjoy
guys.
The Eagles.
My grandchildren need shoes.
Thanks.
All right, Dick, stay well. There he is. The legendary Dick Vermeil.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.